15-8, the final score in the fifth set. Blue Jays won the first one 25-20, dropped the second one 22-25, also the third one 27-25 before coming back to win the fourth set 25-22, and the fifth set 15-8, the final score. And Coach Sarah Hagerly joining us now. And Coach, it was, I mean, just a great match overall, and unfortunately things just didn't go your way at the end.
Yeah, it was a great match. I got to decompress here for a second. I mean, there was a lot of energy in the gym. Hold on. Better?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, there's a lot of energy in the gym, and, you know, we knew there would be. We knew this would be a good match for us, and unfortunately, you know, at the end, we're not coming up with a win, but I still give my kids a lot of credit. They played hard. I mean, I don't know how many balls our middles got set tonight, and Addie and Siri. I mean, I think Addie probably is going to sleep pretty well tonight because she had a lot of attempts tonight, so and they played well. I don't feel bad about our loss tonight at all.
I thought the effort was tremendous, diving on the floor after balls, a couple of those ones that I thought for sure were down. I mean, you had Bismarck celebrating on a couple of those, and just some scrappy efforts to keep the ball alive.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, defense inspires our other players. I mean, you got kids flying on one end, then the ball flies on the other side, and you have someone else diving, and you got blood on the knee, and I mean, that's what volleyball is all about. And, you know, we're not going to get every point, but I'd rather see them play like that than any other way.
You guys back in action on Thursday. You'll take on Dickinson. What are you expecting from the Midgets on Thursday?
Well, I don't really know what to expect, to tell you the truth. I mean, I haven't seen them play this year, but I know that they just beat Century at Century in five, so I know they're going to be tough. But you know what? We're going to be tough, too. So, you know, last time we played Dickinson at Dickinson, I think we got beat easily in three, and this is a different team. And I'm just going to give a shout-out to Alyssa Barnick. But, you know, we're excited. This is the kind of matches we want to play, and it's just going to get better and better from here on out.
I thought Megan Orr played a really nice game as a freshman coming in there, and she was pretty stalwart in the back row. I mean, you basically got two liberos back there with her and Michaela.
You know, we actually, you know, if we could put all three of our back row players in there at one time, we'd have three liberos. They all do such a great job, and, you know, Josie plays great defense. I mean, there's so many of those kids that can defend a ball, and, you know, I threw Megan today because she's been doing a decent job. She played pretty well down at Marshall, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to give Megan a shot. She was probably our best defender, I thought, tonight. I mean, she looked the least amount nervous. And, you know, for a little freshman, I mean, she can walk under the net without ducking. I thought she, you know, she composed herself. She served really well. She dug balls that she had no reason to get to. She's awesome. She's a great.
All right, well, we will see you next Tuesday night, Bismarck High.
Ooh.
I'll be on the road with you guys on Tuesday.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Yep. That was Sarah Hagerly joining us.